May the words of my lips and the pondering of all our hearts be now and always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The words that Job wants running through him and his life like letters running through a stick of seaside rock are, "I know that my Redeemer lives." Jesus said something very similar. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. Our faith is about living, about life. And we measure our lives. We measure them on the earth in years and months and days. We measure them in time. And we tend to imagine time like a line, a horizontal line, a timeline. And wherever we imagine God to be, it's very often above, in heaven. We look up to God in awe and love. And God looks down on us with love and compassion. We might imagine Father God's intervention in the world as a vertical line, coming down and touching our lives. And what might that, our timeline, and God reaching into our lives look like, if not the cross? It looks all the world like the cross. We know and we state and share every week that our belief and experience is that God meets us in Jesus, in the here and now, in the present. God meets us in Jesus on the cross, and often it feels like our cross. Always it is God, Jesus on the cross, at the centre of everything, in the midst of the mess. But in our imaginings today, with our line of God in our lives coming down to meet us and our timeline of life, today at the centre of that cross, we might imagine a poppy of whatever colour, reminding us of the suffering of all the casualties of war. Combatants, civilians, those caught in so-called friendly fire, and those animals that we used. And in those who are left to pick up the pieces of war as best they can. And God suffers with them in the midst of it. The centre of everything today is remembering and honouring those who have sacrificed health or sanity, life or limb for us, whether they knew what they were doing and what they were caught up in, or whether they hadn't a clue. Today we remember their place in our lives, in our family history perhaps, and in the life of our country. We remember their place at the centre of both the suffering for and the love of country and the values that represented for them and their hopes for the future. We honour their place in relationship to God and to us in our own time. We live in time, and God meets us here in time. But that moment of meeting becomes eternity. Time itself seems to disappear. God is totally present. Eternity, when time stands still, where possibilities and love are infinite. That moment when we are all present before God, as Job and Jesus told us. Job says, "I myself will see him, I and not another, how my heart yearns within me. And Jesus says, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him, to our Father God, all are alive. We realise that in this moment, all God's people are somehow here, united in time and in eternity. Whether they are living now, whether they have died, whether they are yet to be born, we belong inextricably together before God in praise and in joy. And all of those who died in the armed services, wherever and however they did so, were cruelly deprived of their future on earth in time. And they are fully present in eternity with God in this moment. Now, we are God's people living in time. God comes down and transforms the humdrum, the everyday, into eternity, often in moments of great suffering or of great love. The cross reminds us that God suffers in us and with us, and that we are never alone. At the centre of our cross today, we have imagined a poppy. Although it is very beautiful, the flower is fragile and transient. The petals can fill with rain and drop off. We might imagine the rain to be the tears of the people who have loved those who are lost. But there is still the dark, tough centre of that poppy. That tough centre in which lie the seeds. And the seeds mature in the dark. They represent the hope for the future, the flowering of God's love, kept safe to be released in God's good time. In that hope and in the knowledge that God is always present to his people, especially through great love or great suffering, may we too be able to say with Job, I know that my Redeemer lives. And may we live lives as beautiful as that butterfly, who has been blessing us all morning. So may we too be able to say with Job, I know that my Redeemer lives, and always hold on in the knowledge that our God is the God of abundant life. Praise be to God. Amen. And now we have a few moments to sit and ponder.